There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Yeah, this is a really big problem, Eddie. I have no clue how.
Paper towel is more important.
I mean it when I look at you. I have no idea how you did this to your coffee. I have no idea what happened to you in your coffee. You've somehow, you're covered in your coffee. You were clean when we started. But now you're covered in coffee.
Lick my tits.
And you smell
piece of shit.
Like our coffee man's, Alex, our incredible, intrepid man who's in charge of our bean flow.
Man, that man keeps me stacked.
Oh, yeah,
in beans, dude.
He does. But have you ever been around him?
Yeah,
you
met that? Yeah, yeah, the Chicago show.
He smells of delicious beans.
It's a good thing to stink of, I guess.
He smells so delicious.
Yeah.
He smells like a nice dark roast, but he's very white.
Oh, lily white.
Yes, but he is just delicious smelling.
Yeah.
As a man, I like the smell of coffee on
a
man's skin.
He hits me up constantly to send me shirts and more beans. I never turn down free coffee, especially his coffee, because it's delicious.
Don't ever do it.
But he sent me recently a bag of mystery coffee and then wrote on it, might be horrible.
He sends experiments to me, too.
Yeah,
he sends me experiments.
He's like, this is experiments, might be horrible.
It's awesome. I love to try it. I always do it. Yeah,
because sometimes it's great. But it's just sitting in my freezer now. I'm scared of it.
It's delicious. It's just coffee.
Yeah.
It's not going to taste like liquid shit.
I mean, all of his coffee tastes delicious. And none of his coffee tastes like shit.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's why we sell it, Spring Hill Jack Coffee, exclusively through Last Podcast on the Left. That's why we do this. That's why we join with them.
They have to buy it through our website?
No.
They can go to him and buy it, right?
They can directly, yes.
But don't buy it from him. Buy it from us.
No,
we get a piece.
We have that we're working with.
Yeah, we get a cut.
It's a whole thing, Eddie.
Yeah.
It's a whole merch angle.
Eddie. I love it.
Well,
Reptilian in the morning. I brought it with me when I left town to escape the fire.
See, what's fun about evacuating is that no one tells you is that when you're in the beginnings of the evacuation, the packing portions, is that one of the truly Sophie's choice. We were getting ready to go. We were thinking about going. We didn't evacuate. We did not end up evacuating.
I only brought 100 DVDs.
Well, dude. I started going through my graphic tees. Natalie was like, let's pack bags, right? Mm-hmm. So she started going through and I went upstairs and I started folding and going through my t-shirts.
Yeah.
And I have a pile of Meth Syndicate. I got a pile of Studio House. I got a pile of Mishka. I got a pile of my assorted other various like horror movie t-shirts of all of the years. I got my pile of, I have a whole separate drawer of just offensive t-shirts I can't wear.
Yeah.
Like out. Right. And then I have but then my gym t-shirts.
But after the world has burned down, I feel like you can start wearing those.
Well, yes.
You know?
Yes. Because then I feel like that would give people around me, they have to respect me, fear me.
Exactly.
But
Mickey Mouse Taliban shirts.
It's one of my favorites. But I go into and I see all these piles of shirts, and then I just imagine instead, what if I just die here?
Yeah.
You know, like, what if instead I just burn alive?
That's
with all
how much
of
you
shirts.
Love your shirts.
I didn't know what to choose. I started bringing them down to put them in the car. Obviously, I'm packing the convertible.
Yeah.
Natalie's like, no, we're not taking the convertible.
No, you can't take the convertible because of the roof.
Because
the
problem.
Burn up.
It's super fragile.
Yeah, and it's small.
I'm not built for this.
I'm not built
for the fire. Welcome to Side Stories.
How you doing?
What's going on? I'm Henry
Still Zabrowski. Alive. Lightly toasted.
Lightly singed with Ed Larson. You did evacuate.
Yeah, I brought my Quince shirts and
Very
I brought
good.
My Raycons.
Absolutely.
I also my Audible.com.
And I just want to say thank you. Thank you to Storyworth for asking me if I wanted to contribute my LA fire story to my Storyworth account. So I just want to say thank you so much for that. I do genuinely want to thank the LAFD.
Yes.
I'm a New Yorker born and bred. I lived there till but literally more bred than born.
You absolutely.
You
are
fat.
You are carbs.
I cut you off. I did it first.
Yeah.
I roasted me first.
Yeah.
But
I just agreed with your weight gain.
Thank you. But for so long, NYFD, they've held the moniker of America's superheroes ever because of 9/11, which I, you know, you, fine.
That's NYFD.
Yes. Yeah. But the LAFD.
They took the 9/11 from New York.
And we brought it local to SoCal.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I just want to say thank you to the people that are out there fighting these fires. These guys are
beautiful pussy-eating firemen.
They're eating pussy. They're sucking dick. They're taking dick.
When they run out of water, they're making these chicks squirt. Fires to put out the fire.
It's crazy. Just the call for that. Did you see that on Craigslist looking for squirters?
Yeah, lieutenants looking
for squirters.
I love you.
That was amazing. And then
I sent my wife, but she didn't.
It's so hard to get her to go. You got to get her to relax. And with the fires, it's so hard to get them to relax. Because they got one big guy. There's one fire department lieutenant. He's just got one large index finger. And he just goes through. He says, I don't like this. I have a wife. Mm-hmm. And he just makes them squirt. They squirt all over the fires. But the first fire that came up really close to our house was one of the fires on the Sunset Ridge. They knocked it out in like fucking 8
hours. They nailed
it. It was just, I can't say thank you enough to allow us to continue to be here to work.
Yes.
Thank you, the LAFD. They must have saved millions of lives over the last couple days. And it's crazy what they're doing. So we just want to say thank you. And it's been obviously very scary in Los Angeles, but we have been using the power of laughter in our own homes.
That's right.
And our wives are thankful, aren't they, Eddie?
They're so happy about what we did, which was nothing really. You bought a bunch of gear.
I did. I bought. Wait till you see my shit.
Yeah. Ready for the next fire. I wasn't prepared for this one.
No, but now I am. Yeah. I have bought I bought two gas masks. Mm-hmm. I bought a military grade headlamp.
Yeah.
I bought dude, I'm going to scare the fuck out of my neighbors. I just cannot wait. You know, you could buy a full on hazmat suit. I got into the world of safety material.
Spraying their house in a hazmat suit.
Sorry, I'm just checking to see if you guys got loser disease. But no, I got all the shit now, dog.
I gotta get something. I got a solar powered like lamp.
Yeah,
and I was like, what am I getting? So I'm just gonna leave this outside and wait for it to work.
It's solar powered.
It's annoying. Definitely regretted my decision the moment I got home and it was dark out. And I'm like, oh, there's no sun for the solar lamp.
But if you leave it out during the day, it will charge.
Yeah.
And then it charges during the day during after times.
So I'm just littering my yard now.
Yeah. But what's also just amazing is the power of just like it. I just know that everywhere I go, I'm covered in retardant.
Yes. Oh, my God. So much retardant.
The retardant that I even have in my home, because I bought some home retardant.
Oh, yeah. Luckily, I already have some home retardant.
Yes.
And she's going to leave soon.
My
wife. I'm not talking about my wife.
I'm just saying it's just nice that it's in the lexicon.
It's a different word. Totally different word.
Yeah, it's extremely. What do you think we're talking about?
Yeah.
I'm saying about the fact that there is it's just nice that it's in the news a lot.
Mm-hmm,
the word
retardant.
It's just said retardant.
Yeah.
It's just said over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And to the point because we're traumatized, okay?
Yeah, I can't help it.
I'm laughing. All right, I got to laugh at something.
Something had to make me happy.
Yeah, and it can't. And that's what made me laugh.
Yeah.
Okay, my little quiet little laugh.
Yeah, my blanket. My retardant blanket.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
oh,
yes. I stuck on the corner of it.
That's going to affect some of it. That is going to, you'll get it wet. It's got to stay dry. But otherwise, we're here. I've read all the various conspiracy theories. All of them are incorrect.
Thank you, everyone, for making us, look stupid. I appreciate that.
What do you mean?
All the, all the theories of why we caught on fire instead of just knowing that it's a disaster.
The one thing I will say is, where are the witches on this?
Yeah.
Witches go after every other thing, right? They've been talking about how, they can't hex Trump because he's got some warlock charm or something, and I've seen that excuse. Where are the witches on the wind? I feel like if anybody
but
can
they
speak,
like fire, which is like, I know that they get burnt at the stake.
They party at fire, and it's also they reclaim the fire. Witches take the fire back for themselves. You know what witch stands for?
What?
Woman in total control of herself.
Oh, is that true?
No.
Oh.
My mom bought a calendar though for Natalie,
and
that she showed me. She was like, I just bought this calendar for Natalie. And oh God, Henry Thomas. As soon as I saw it, I knew. I knew what it said. And it's a picture of a woman with her shirt off. Mm-hmm. And it says, witch, woman in total control of herself on the front of
but
it.
But she still has to, you know, rely on a calendar.
Well, yeah.
You know, but it's not in total control.
But it's her calendar.
Yeah, I know, but still, like, days are going to happen, time's going to happen. You're not in total control.
Yeah, but you're just talking about a woman in total separation from reality.
Yeah, that is a
whister. That's called a whister. A woman in total separation from reality, I've met quite a bit of those. Like the lady that runs the Yoga Honey Bee store down the street that is funneling millions of dollars into a storefront for no reason.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
They would not like forest fires. Yes, you're correct. Rob.
No, they would not like witches don't, them.
But I'm saying witches could talk to wind.
We need a giant cauldron.
For what?
For the fire, for the witches.
No, Eddie.
What?
Ed Larson.
What happened?
I'm talking about the wind. The witches need to talk to the wind.
Yeah.
And have the wind stand down. Why don't the witches talk to the wind? And why can't the witches make rain. Mm. I know that
Marjorie Taylor Greene did ask that the people with the weather machine please send rain to Los Angeles.
I appreciate her. That's the first time I've ever agreed with her.
Yeah.
Which please. Is, where are the weather machine people on this?
Yeah.
Right? Like, just squirt at it. I thought, aren't you trying to fucking, honestly, I thought that you guys in your cabal were trying to hide the powerful witch pedophiles in Los Angeles. How are you going to do that if we burn alive?
Yes.
All right. You have to stop it. So someone's got to come. Deep state needs to stop this.
Maybe all the brooms burned up because they're so flammable and then the witches weren't able to control the wind because all the brooms were gone.
No, the brooms, they're car. You've seen the bumper stickers.
Yeah. Oh.
My other car is a broom. These women are totally in control of themselves. They could go on the bus and take their witch's bus.
Public transportation witches? Which is most, probably.
Honestly, it's better for the environment.
It is better for the environment.
I'm just saying, sidestoriesLPOTL@gmail.com.
Where are you witches?
Where are the witches on this? Let's handle some of these elements, because obviously either besides the space Jews that are running the lasers or just the government themselves that are half reptilian, we don't know who's not turning on the weather machines properly or not setting them, not calibrating them. So we need the witches to take over, if you would. Thank
you.
And we do want to say, we want to extend our apologies to Atlanta because we had to postpone the shows. It was because we literally could not get out of the city. We did not know if our homes were going to burn to the ground.
And then it was snowing there anyway, and it would have been a total disaster if we went. So we're coming back June 28th and 29th, respectively.
We're both shows are rescheduled, and we will be there with our shirts off.
It's going to be hot.
It's going to be extremely hot.
Yeah.
But I love Atlanta in the summertime. It is spicy, spicy, my friend.
Yeah, I'm excited to go back. So, but we will be in Dallas on the 22nd, so make sure you come check that out.
Please do. Please do. And also, we got another update. This is a good update.
What's this update?
So this is an email. I got this. This is just sort of, I think that this is going to end this saga about this Nebraska.
Oh, yeah. I need to know about this.
So this is a story that we've been covering.
The highway furniture placer.
Yeah. So the last two episodes, we've been covering the story about this apparently, the series of activity going on in Bennington, Nebraska, where an object is found on the road. A car swerves to avoid the object, crashes, and then a mysterious person comes up to the car, offers aid that seems like they've been waiting and watching ever since. Now, there's several people that have said over and over again that they believe that they saw the same man do this multiple times over four different crashes, right? So that's kind of where it ended. It was mystery. And then last week we covered how this same, whoever this guy is, has been calling and pretending to be one of the people inside of the crashes, has been calling the local news in Bennington and saying, please stop covering this story in a super weird way.
Yes.
Right? Very strange. And this is the email I got. So, and I think
we don't know who sent this. You know, we don't know anything about this information. We don't know if this is true or not.
Absolutely not, but I'm sharing it anyway, but with the warning of we have no idea, but it does seem to explain.
It makes sense.
It fits. It tracks. So I'm from Bennington. The population there is less than 2,000 people. I knew someone would know something. I messaged some of my friends, and here's the information I gathered. Almost everyone in Bennington knows who the guy is that is doing this. I had six people send me his name. I'm not going to include his name because of the rest of this email, but he went to the local high school. He's about 23, 24 years old. Apparently, he has a form of mental disability. He wanders around Bennington largely unsupervised. Some of my friends said he was a nice guy, just kind of odd. Others said he's kind of dangerous. Allegedly, he might wander into people's yards. He's been known to go into people's homes if doors are unlocked, apparently. And he's also apparently threatened to kill a girl's boyfriend after the girl turned him down for a date. So now what they're saying is they believe that the police probably know who this person is and are treading lightly because technically they've committed no crimes.
Is it? It's a crime to put something in the middle of the road.
We don't know if they did that. We know
no one saw them doing it.
No. So we don't know if they are. So right now they have not committed any crimes. Right now they're just being a weirdo at various spots. And there's nothing illegal about being a weirdo.
What should they do to this guy to stop him from doing this?
Probably I would
yell at him, right?
I'd give him a yelling.
Yeah.
They got to go. They got it. But that's hometown. That's real policing.
Yeah.
That's like when a cop can just go, we don't need to arrest the guy. We don't need the stuff. You just go over there.
Just go, hey, whoa, hey, I know what you're fucking doing. That's how you handle it.
Yeah, absolutely. Or being like, hey, listen, Quincy. I'm calling him Quincy.
Quincy.
Hey, Quincy. All right, you got to stop being looky-loo, because if not.
No more ice cream.
No more. It's illegal for you to have ice cream.
And we'll tell all the ice cream shops around town. No more ice cream for
cut you.
I'm
going
to tell the gas station guy you can't have ice cream. I'm also, you know what else? I'm going to take away your Rolly hot dog.
Shit serious.
Yeah.
Okay, Quincy? All right, so what I need you to do is, first of all, put some clothes on.
Please. All right? You're going to be cold. It's winter.
It's cold as hell, all right? Yeah. It is Nebraska. And the second thing I'm going to need you to do is... You bring that smile over here, because God, I love you, Quincy. Just
give me a hug. Yeah, give me a hug.
Give me some tongue. I love this scenario.
Bennington, Nebraska.
Where you can tongue kiss your local different man because it's polite to do. He's just a different kind of man. And then we have a... So we don't know. Again, that could be completely false, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all we're here for, isn't it?
Yeah.
So now Green Beret, I asked last time about the Green Berets, what's the difference between Green Berets and SEALs? Long story short, I got a great email that was someone who was a Beret sister, so I can believe that someone who's a sister to a Green Beret.
Okay.
Related to a Green Beret.
That's close enough.
And basically have said that Green Beret training is SEAL training, but intelligence. So I felt this was really a SEAL friend of hers, a Navy SEAL.
Okay.
Described the differences between the Green Beret and the SEALs in this way. A SEAL is going to sneak in your village at night, break down your door, do what they need to, then disappear into the night to return to base and shower. The Green Berets move into your village, learn the language and customs, become a member of the community, then break your door down and do what they have to do before disappearing into the night and move to another village, rinse and repeat. So they are they're intense. They're a more intelligence-driven version of the SEALs. Technically, it seems that the Berets are, they are sort of above the SEALs, but I did not know that. It's very interesting.
That's very interesting. I like Green Berets more now.
Oh, I do too, because they have
I
to
thought do
more
it was
research.
A SEAL guy, but, you know, it's just brute force.
Yeah, obviously. And obviously, you know, also, anybody that can snag Heidi Klum gets a couple points in my book.
Amen. Amen.
Miss that SEAL. Miss him so much.
Salute.
What happened to him?
Who, a SEAL?
Yeah.
I think he was on tour last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's doing great.
He's still doing his thing.
Yeah.
Kiss from a Rose is a big hit.
I love that song.
People love that shit.
He's handsome. I think he's handsome.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to get to? Regular news or... Oh, is there a drone update?
No.
No one knows, right?
It's over.
We reached out to Knapp to talk drones.
He says, I'm no expert, but we are going to follow up with him. We are going to be talking about it because we're like, oh, you're not?
Yeah, why are we calling you?
Oh, yeah. And so we are going to talk with him about drones.
But
we
don't
know.
Shit.
No, we don't know jack shit. Nothing happened.
No one knows about the drones. Even the top UFO guys don't know shit about the drones.
I'm still getting footage.
Yeah.
So oh, people still seeing them, but it's just not at the level that it was. It hit a peak. It's a flap.
No one cares anymore.
They call it a flap for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They were flying drones over the fires, and they couldn't fucking fly the planes to dump the water because people are flying drones, taking video footage of the fires.
Yeah, people are stupid. But also, Los Angeles is a town of creatives.
Yes.
So as soon as you give us something to take pictures of, we're going to take a lot of pictures of
it. Oh my God, how many furious fire screenplays were written this weekend?
Oh, there's so many.
Just
like the guy being like, how many things about like a story about the fire killing his ugly wife, and then he gets to go be with a 20-year-old like professional diver, and you know, and then he's like, that's one story. And my big thing is I'm waiting for the movie about the drag racing that was happening Tuesday and Wednesday when the storm was happening, because all the cops were gone. Everybody was gone. The city was on fire.
Yeah.
And people were just drag racing up and down the 101. That did sound fun.
That did sound insane.
But it does. It did. Because it was the first time I heard Natalie. She's like, I can't believe they're drag racing. I was like, they're the freest guys I know. To be honest, if I wasn't locked down, I'd be right with them, man, with the flag.
Yeah, at least they're drag racing away from the fire.
Yeah, dude. I'd be wearing my little crop top. Like, what's her name? What was the girlfriend in Fast and the Furious? Michelle
Rodriguez.
That's me.
She had a bad attitude.
She was. She was a little bit sour-faced, but that's what made her sexy.
Yes. Oh, no, no. Very attractive. Yeah. I liked her because of her bad attitude.
We all did.
Yeah.
That's why people liked her.
She was the Furious.
She was. She was the Furious.
Yeah.
She really was. Live from your grave. All right, let's do this first story about body parts.
Oh, this is probably my favorite story of the week.
All right, so this is from the Wichita Eagle.
Wesley Medical Center, you're on notice.
A Wichita man stole human body parts and fetal corpses. When he worked at the Wesley Medical Center, and then he sold them to somebody he met online. He was sentenced Thursday to 18 months in prison. Now, what's really shocking about this story, I think,
to me, both of us landed on the same thing.
Same thing. There's so many things. So this guy, he pleaded guilty to June. This is the guy, Angelo Pereira.
Yeah.
He did it. They sold
fetal corpses and a partial foot, a human heart, slices of liver,
brain,
kidneys, a spleen,
okay,
a foot, intestine pieces,
ooh, it's
a
with
testicle.
What? Is there sides?
He's a jar of toes.
Well, cute.
Skin and fat. Dried toes and miscellaneous other organs.
So he sold it to this other guy, right? He sold this to this guy, a guy by the name of Insanian. His name is literally Insanian. what is his first name?
I don't have it right now. I'm sorry.
Andrew Insanian, right? That is this guy. Right? That is the guy who bought it all.
Yeah.
And so we looked at all the stuff and was like, that's fucking crazy. Because obviously this is something that would make Marcus drool.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised he's not a suspect.
He's talked about getting human remains before. I don't know how he got them, but this is one of those where you go and like, they bought whole fetuses. Entire. You're talking two-wing, two-leg, dark and white meat.
Yeah.
This is where I'm buying whole fetuses, right? Guess what the bill was?
I mean, I know the answer, but I...
Guess what the bill was?
If I were to guess...
Tell me what you
think. Like an actual guess for that list that I just gave?
All right, we got partial foot, two dead babies, a human heart, slices of liver, brain, kidneys, the whole thing. You got the whole tasting menu.
I would guess $250,000.
Wow.
That's what I would guess.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
$5,000.
I was going to say that.
Dude.
That's nothing,
Jack.
That's so cheap.
Shit.
This guy, he got caught because he sold to the first bidder.
Yeah, dude. He got lowballed.
Yeah, man.
And he did it over PayPal. He did it over PayPal and Facebook Market.
And then he sent it through the postal office.
He sent it through the mail.
I wonder if he insured the packages.
I can't believe that
a
fetus is
just one fetus alone, $20,000.
I thought, but you know what? Honestly, I just think that they're a lot easier to get than we think it is.
Yeah. I mean, apparently.
Because he squeezed them out. Like, he got them from the medical center. He stole them, right, from the whatever the waste area. He stole them from wherever they were keeping them to study them.
Yeah.
And then just like, also, I will say to the Insanian, the guy who bought them, how do you know what you're getting?
I mean, I think that's why he was able to pay so little.
Wow.
Yeah.
But what do? You taste it? What do? You lick it? You smell it? How do you become a fetus? How do you buy it? What do you do with a dead fetus besides play football with it? Like, what else do you do? Is it just to keep your papers down on your desk?
You put it in a jar, and it's a conversation piece.
You see that?
Yeah.
Dead fetus.
Yeah, it goes on the...
You be the lady on the date.
You don't put it on the coffee table, but the side table or a shelf.
I couldn't help but notice your eyes were wandering to my dead fetus.
You see that over there?
Yes, that's my dead fetus, Quincy.
Yeah. Would you like to make another?
Would you? Because there's nothing I like better than contributing to the collection of a genius.
Ooh, that's so nice.
Right? The best part about a fetus is that it's only in you for a little bit.
Do you mind if I take my pussy out?
If you would, honestly, I'd prefer to do it outside
of
you.
I'm so horny looking at that fetus.
Yes, I know you are, as am I. Ah, my delectable little petal. Ah, my delicious fruit basket.
Ooh, I love you.
Ah, yes.
I'm so attracted to you.
Kiss my fetus.
Ooh.
Kiss Quincy.
Why is your car just a Ford Tempo?
Because I am there. I'm always on the move. I'm the most brave man there is. I can't be found. I cannot be allowed to be pinned down, my dear. Kiss my fetus.
You know what else drove me crazy about this whole thing? Is he's going to get 18 months in prison.
Yep.
And then when he gets out, they're like, and 50 hours community service.
Hey, and from and it's you just, better be what? And
that's
you better
almost
sell.
A full, that's a full week of work.
And you listen, if you even think about selling another pile of fetuses, it's all going to happen all over again, buddy. All right? So you just, be careful, all right? You have to wait till you do this literally three times before I do a significant sentence to you, buddy. All right? So you get this next one? Yes. You get one more, but then the next one.
It's just like, what is that 50 hours? 2,000 hours. That's significant time.
Do you think it's at a daycare center so we could see what happens to a fetus if it blossoms?
Mm.
Do you think it'll be when he takes it? Because the fetus is not, I barely even think a fetus is a baby. I don't think someone's a person until they're like 16.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I say 24.
I don't think they count.
16 is garbage.
Yeah, it's bad. It's
you
a
know,
bad year.
27 to me is like a real number.
That's
you
when know? I that's can really...
Good, that's a good number we can even like could start considering you.
It's because you haven't killed yourself by drugs then. You haven't found drugs cool enough to die by 27. That means by 28, you might be over it.
Yeah. No, exactly. I mean, that's what happened to me.
Yep.
Now, by the time I was 28, I was done doing drugs. Well, except for mushrooms and acid.
Weed and acid, yeah, acid and booze.
Molly yeah, sometimes.
No, no, I don't like the Molly. But you would if you got a hold of it.
When I was 28, I did.
Yes, you did. Yeah. No. So this is one story. Nothing learned anything from that.
No. But they, you know, this guy did steal fetuses and body parts.
What does the guy who bought it get?
He's also in trouble.
But it doesn't say that he... Did he get any time?
They didn't say that he got... They didn't tell us his actual... sentence, but he's going to get in trouble too.
It sounds like he also threw the other guy under
the bus.
Does
he get in trouble in Wichita or Pennsylvania where he's from? Or is it now a federal case once across the state lines? Side stories, LPOTL.
@gmail.com. Yes. No idea.
It might be bigger. It might be connected to like a trafficking, a whole thing.
I mean, there's obviously a website that they went to.
They arrested some other guy who also had body parts.
Yes, this is the same guy.
And they think he may be connected.
Holy shit, these guys are all connected. This came from stories we covered like years ago.
Well, there was
where
the
they
guy
were washing body
ago.
Parts.
There was the guy from Harvard who stole human
but
remains.
That's a fancy guy. These are low-level guys. This is a guy that we covered also on Side Stories. This is not the first time. We've covered these in Arizona. We've covered these in Harvard. We covered these in Pennsylvania. These are stories that this is really not, strangely enough, it's not that uncommon.
If you are going to buy body parts on the internet, you're talking to a CIA agent.
Not here. Actually, I think that you'd be surprised because a lot of it's pretty either innocuous or mixed within other taxidermies. And a lot of that stuff, no one's doing that in writing.
Yeah.
Most people are not buying human bodies and unless you are actively trying to buy an organ, which is something that people do, right? Like people can go, you can buy an organ to put inside of you.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean... You know, that should be allowed, I guess.
They found 5-gallon buckets of human remains in this guy's house.
This is the guy with the two, he's got one side of his face tattooed and one of his eyeballs
Jeremy
Pauly.
He did 2 years of community service, of probation.
God, he'd be such a scary volunteer.
Oh, my God.
That's a scary volunteer.
I'm here to fold your goodwill clothes.
Yes, anybody who shows up looking like a Githyanki from Baldur's Gate 3 is very frightening.
Your Baldur's Gate 3 references are getting out of hand.
I'm just fucking...
People don't know what the fuck it is.
They do, though.
No, they don't.
The people don't.
There are some people, sure, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
This is
you're referencing something. I no clue what you're talking about.
I get into hyperfixations, and it's the only thing that I can talk about certain things because the rest of my time is spent working, researching for the work.
Aliens is okay. You can reference aliens
whenever
you want.
Baldur's Gate 3 is as good as anybody else. Shit. But Baldur's Gate 3, we have a lot of Baldur's Gate people. Ugh. I have a lot of Baldur's Gate people.
Who are they? What is this?
It's
is this all
game.
The characters in Baldur's Gate?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Get this off the screen.
I won't do this.
I don't want this. This has nothing to do with anything.
But it is very...
I'm glad you have a hobby. Keep it there.
I need to have one.
Yes. Keep it there.
I need to do something and it's not body cam footage.
You
want to
talk about your gear? I like the gear.
Yes.
You know, but but Baldur's Gate.
But my whole life, you can't make a hobby out of fire gear.
I don't want to hear. Do you hear me talk about my fruit game that I play on my phone?
That's different. That's boring.
I play my fruit game. And it's not boring.
I kissed.
I got 80,000 points the other day.
I kissed a girl in my game.
You kissed a girl in your game.
I kissed a girl in my game.
Big watermelon. Got to play it. It's a great game. It's on my phone, and I connect the watermelons, and then all the other fruit disappears, and I could start all over. It's like Tetris, but it's all fruit. See? It's stupid. No one cares about your games.
See, for me, though, I think...
People are going to love that.
People like Baldur's Gate.
They're going to like hearing that.
They do like all of us. They like every bit of us. All right, here's a go. This is another one that I have a question about.
All right.
Pataskala. We're in good old-fashioned Ohio.
Oh.
I just watched the Jerry Springer documentary on Netflix. Did you watch this?
No. And they is have it good?
It's interesting.
I was busy watching Natalia Grace, which is stupid.
Yeah, now we're in that's Jump the Shark.
I'm done.
Yeah, and so, but they call the thing called the Springer Triangle is what they called, mm-hmm. which was from Ohio to Kentucky to Atlanta, which is where they got all of their guests.
Oh.
They joked about this thing, but it's like they get all of their guests, but they called the Springer Trials in Tennessee, Ohio. It's very funny.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
It's very interesting. Also, the documentary really shows, I actually thought that Jerry Springer came up with the whole thing. He didn't.
No. Where was it filmed?
In Chicago.
Oh, it was filmed in Chicago.
Yeah, but it's interesting. Well, back to this. So, Pataskala. This woman in Ohio. This woman was mauled and killed by her neighbor's pigs on Christmas Day.
On Christmas.
Now, Rebecca Vestergott, 75, of Pataskala, she got attacked by two pigs that were roaming near her house. Now, when they came to her house, there was a welfare check.
They were the neighbor's pigs. They weren't roaming as much as they were, like, they were next door pigs. Yeah.
But this is what I just don't particularly understand. So when they arrived, the police first thought that she had been partially eaten by the pigs. Now, we've heard this before, obviously, with Robert Picton, and we've heard this before. People have disposed of bodies using pigs because pigs will just eat anything that's in there.
But that's different.
Yes.
These are pigs attacking.
Yes.
These are pigs going, and these aren't wild pigs. These are domesticated pigs.
Farm pigs.
Yeah.
And so they found her. They thought that she'd been eaten, but then they looked at her and they're like, no, it looked like they just kind of chewed her up.
Yeah, and then she bled
to death. Beat the fuck out of her and killed her. But my question is that why, what would make a random ass pig attack somebody? Because wild boars and wild pigs, apparently they kill more people a year than sharks.
That makes sense.
I
believe that.
Wild pigs are extremely dangerous, but just farm raised pigs, like, I don't know what would cause them to go crazy like that.
Well, we don't know how these pigs were kept. You know, there's lots of unanswered questions in this article.
But do pigs get angry and then go take revenge against the world? Is there a fucking John Oink?
I mean,
is he going out there to go fucking systematically bring his revenge against the neighborhood?
They're big, man. A pig can get like 400 pounds.
I'm not doubting a pig's ability. I'm doubting its motive.
Yeah.
I'm doubting its train of thought.
Well, it's Christmas. Maybe they got angry about a ham.
Or maybe they're...
This is ham time.
How crazy would it be to be Jewish pig?
Oh, my God.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Just your anachronism life. Everywhere you go, they kick you out of the synagogue.
Yeah, you can't go to the deli.
They kick you out of the fucking any bat mitzvah. You're poisoning them.
Yeah.
You think that you don't think that there's not Jewish pigs on Christmas Day?
Mm-hmm.
They don't feel left out and think that maybe, just maybe, something's got to be done about this?
Yeah.
Because what have we learned from Animal Farm?
Yeah, they say
some
Christmas.
Pigs are more, some animals are more equal than others.
Yeah.
So maybe these, to be honest, these extremely subjugated Jewish pigs they're screaming for help.
Well, people say it was Christmas, but it was also the first day of Hanukkah.
Wow, there's no excuse.
Yeah.
There's no excuse at all for those Jewish pigs to have done this to this woman.
Yeah.
And I think that that's disgusting.
Yeah.
And I'm upset, but I don't think that the Jewish people themselves should be blamed.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should look at the pigs. And I think that we should really just blame these specific pigs.
Yeah, these two, and the guy who owned the pigs, obviously he wasn't able to keep them locked
up. But he's not training them to kill.
No, he's not, but he's reckless, obviously.
What's reckless about it?
It killed his neighbor!
It's pigs!
Yes!
But why did he think these are pigs?
If they were Rottweilers, he'd be in trouble.
Correct! Because Rottweilers sometimes kill old women.
Yeah.
Because they hate old women.
they really hate
them.
I talked to some Rottweilers. They say some really nasty crazy shit about old ladies.
Crazy shit, man. Yeah, crazy. Yeah, yeah. But that's the thing. Pigs ain't got no quarrel with man because they don't know. They aren't conscious of it, necessarily.
Pigs are smarter than Rottweilers. Pigs are smarter than toddlers.
But then why don't pigs regularly rise up and kill the farmers that are killing them? It makes no sense, Eddie.
It'd be cool if they did.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And we probably, to be honest, I'd respect them a lot more and we'd eat less.
It's a long game, dude. The Pink Rivers, dude, they're fucking killing us slowly.
So you mean to tell me they're just like saying like, we'll do this the old-fashioned way.
We're just going to shit until you're sick.
Oh, okay, go ahead and eat me, buddy, but you're going to be angry at yourself on your deathbed 40 years from now. No, I'm going to go, yum, yum, yum. This is what I'm saying. Because the cops don't know what to do with it. They're literally, this is an issue. It's a cop. Literally, the cops know what to do with a dog. They know what to do with a angry animal. They don't know what to do with pigs that killed somebody randomly.
I mean, obviously, you have to put them down.
And then
her family should get to eat them.
The neighborhood.
It depends on how big the pigs are.
I mean, that's the only thing is that it's not like...
If it was done by tiny pigs, that'd be ridiculous.
I mean, sure. Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Also,
if it
like...
was teacup pigs, what do we... I mean, this lady had it coming.
Because I kind of think we're in the area... You know when they've said, like... You know how they said how, like... It was, like, something in 2024. Something like toddlers killed, like, 150 people.
Yes.
With guns or something like it. Some crazy statistic.
Yeah.
With some crazy statistic. So it's like the pigs, the thing is that when a toddler kills somebody, it's super fucking sad.
Yeah.
You can't really do anything about it.
You can't eat them.
Toddler, you know, toddlers that don't get jail. It doesn't do anything from jail because technically they're supposed to be in one. It's called a playpen.
Yeah.
But pigs.
I mean, they're in charge.
But when a pig does a crime, that's the most delicious punishment of all.
Mm-hmm. Eternal affairs.
Yes. And the internal affairs has to understand is that they have to get the internal affairs actually make sure the temperature has to be 165 for it to be okay to eat.
Yes.
Now, I just wonder what was happening here. Yeah, feral swine. We were talking about the feral swine. That's all these. It's a
but
feral swine.
But this isn't feral swine.
We're talking
these
about
domesticated pigs.
Friendly pigs.
This, they associate people with food sometimes. So it could cause.
But only if they've eaten people before.
If they're just really hungry.
They didn't eat this woman. They bit this woman.
Yeah, they killed. They just fucking...
And she bled to death.
They assassinated this woman.
There was an incorrect report that they did eat part of her, but they did not.
So that doesn't explain at all why they kill him for the thrill of it. What are they? They just two little natural-born killers?
For the thrill of it. She probably was yelling at the pigs. She saw them running around on Christmas. She's
blaming
like,
the woman.
Get the fuck out of here, pigs!
Blaming the fucking woman.
I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying how
you're
it probably
saying
happened.
It. You're saying that the woman asked for it.
I did not say that she asked for
yes,
it.
Yes, you did. You
she
said she yelled at the pigs.
She said, yes, she could have yelled at the pigs and then caused the pigs stress. And then the pigs killed her. I'm not saying it's her fault. If
that's
I
what
saw
you're saying.
Two loose pigs, I'd yell at them. Would you not yell at two pigs running up in your yard?
I'd silently stab them to death. I'd silently... Well, honestly, truly, I'd leave the house.
If there were two pigs ran up into your yard?
Yeah.
We'd just shut the door.
Yeah, if they're in the yard.
She was trying to leave. That was the problem.
Eddie, she went to the pigs. She had no reason. You just closed the door.
Yeah. No, you definitely closed... I mean, I would probably want to... Play with them. I like pigs so much.
I'd
want to kiss them.
I'd sniff them and bring up scale.
I always wanted to slap a pig in the tush. I know it's not right, but I always just wanted to give it a little.
Hey, you're not punishing it. You're flirting with it.
Yeah. You know, the pigs could have helped with this other situation we got here. This
Which
happened
one?
In Mobile. And it was only on Reddit. This isn't an actual story.
No, this is not an actual story.
No, so this is just...
This is sent in to us. And I love our listeners. We are really trying to... I want to say thank you to the several people that sent us the stories about the piles of whole peeled bananas.
Appreciate
you. The various other piles. Listen, we're trying to move away from pile-based news. Only just because we were just so... We've done it.
I was flabbergasted. Now that I know how regular it is, it's not even interesting to me anymore.
It's passed. But we also haven't been asked about Soupgate. It seems to also pass. It has calmed down.
It's calmed down, but I think there is still random soup being dropped occasionally.
But we need to find... We will circle back on
but
that.
But our boy Drew is doing good. He's volunteering at the animal shelter these days.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really, really great.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. He's a great human being.
That's really very, very sweet.
Yeah.
Now... But this is something else. So people sent this to us, and we will cover this, but I'm going to debunk this.
You're debunking this. There's a couple things I don't like about this story.
Yes.
And so...
So this comes from Mobile, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Someone wrote, please tell me this isn't what I think it is. Just got back home from work and found the surprise on my door handle. I don't know what it looks like, and I can't make an educated guess on what it is. Can someone please explain to me what the fuck is going on? Do I need to call the police?
And then what the picture shows is a pile of what you could probably, what seems to be, semen.
A bunch of cum.
Now, this is an extremely generous pile of semen.
Yes.
If it is indeed.
Yeah, no.
So
no.
This woman...
This is a week and a half backed up.
So shoot. This woman says, oh, what is this? And the entire, obviously, then the Reddit community turns into an entire long thing about how to kill the person that's done this.
Yes, no, I was like, all right, what are we reading here? Why was this given to me as a story? And then I'm going through the Reddit comments, and it's just like, you need a gun. What kind of gun? You get a handgun. You can just get a handgun in one day. Well, maybe you should just get a shotgun that doesn't work. That way you can just pump it. And it's like, why would you get a shotgun that doesn't work? Because then you can't kill the person. And so everyone's just talking about how to just murder this person.
Meanwhile, I'm looking at this, and...
I don't think it's cum.
I've seen piles of cum, okay?
Yeah.
I've seen piles
of cum. Saw one this morning.
You had to, because I made it. And I will say, what I know about cum is that, yes, it does indeed sit in a pile for a while.
Yeah.
But, magically, I'm going to say magically, it goes away.
It does.
And often what it does, it slides and it dries into sort of like what I would call a film. Or I would call a picture of a family that never was.
This is either fresh and made by the person who took the
this
picture.
This is so fresh. If that is real cum,
that person's still there.
That should be hot to the touch.
Yeah.
If that is real cum. I'm looking at this, to be honest, I think it's some form of epoxy. I think that what it could actually be is something even more nefarious. Have you heard about this?
What?
That people can do? I've heard that this is also a way to get, it's stuff like how to get a, like, I might be entirely fucking this up, where you put stuff in, like, sticky material, like if you break off your key inside
like a hot glue gun.
It looks like hot glue gun material. And yeah. I've seen people pour hot glue material, like if you break off your key in a lock, I've seen people pour hot glue gun material into it and then pull out the key after it hardens. So this looks like hardened glue versus cum. And that's my expert analysis.
Yes. Also, I will say they keep calling him the cum bandit. He's not a bandit.
He's not.
He's not a bandit. He left cum. If anything, he's the cum like gifter.
Yeah, the cum bandit. Yeah. Is somebody who sucks
steals
your dick
your
in the
cum.
Night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a guy who sucks your dick in the night and takes that cum out of you. And
I'm
he goes,
full. I'm done.
Goes,
thank you.
Ta-da! TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
Yes.
And then he jumps out the window. That's a cum bandit.
Yeah.
Right? And you go to that guy, you just go, thank you, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? But to somebody like this is, I would say,
the cum lever.
The deliverer.
The depositor. The
mailman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
come on.
M-A-L-E.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's double.
Yes.
That's redundant.
So I think that this man, so I don't know. And a lot of people, and I would really say if you want to know if it's cum, taste it.
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly. We don't know that it's cum.
We don't know that it's cum.
And also,
I don't think that
it is cum. I don't think murder is the proper punishment for someone coming on your door.
No.
I would be very upset. if someone came on my front door.
You know, to be honest, truly, you know what I think is an appropriate true punishment?
What?
Blast him with a fire extinguisher.
Ooh, that is a good punishment.
It's non-lethal.
Yeah.
It's it'll ruin your day.
You can knock him out.
It's hard to come.
Mm-hmm. Very hard to come when you're getting blasted with a fire extinguisher.
Unless then you use the material that's left. Yeah, you see how it's harder than Rob? Rob is zooming and enhance.
Yeah.
Enhance on the cum.
Rob used to be a plumber. I'm sure you had to deal with your fair share of cum.
I've never seen anything like this.
See, that's not cum.
That's not cum.
This is not cum.
Ooh, all the extra little drips. I don't know.
I'm just looking up. All right. I'm just going to look up piles of cum. I'm doing it on my computer.
Google piles
of cum. No, I'm doing it on my computer.
Thank you.
Doing it on my computer.
Thank you for taking this sacrifice. Piles of cum.
Come on. Just show it to me, please.
Did you have to turn the safe search off?
It just says piles of cum.
I think you have to write piles of semen, by the way.
Whatever,
I think that's easy.
What are we? Why do I have to act like a fucking adult?
Rob's doing it anyway.
No, there's not a lot. It's hard to show.
Yeah.
Right, show me a pile. What is going on here? I have Google pile of semen. Where is it?
Google.
I know a picture of one exists.
Pile isn't the right word. It's more of a
semen
puddle.
Semen on the ground. Puddle of semen. There you go. Puddle of cum.
It's my favorite band.
Puddles of semen. Oh, wow. Well, that really does. All right, let's change this. There we go. That really changes it.
This looks like what we're looking
for. That really, really changes it.
The pixels are too low on this. Is this on Shutterfly?
It is. Shutterstock.com.
Oh, Shutterstock.
That doesn't look like.
That's not cum.
That's not cum.
Yeah.
All right, Rob, we can
stop looking at cum, I guess.
The problem is it's all the undersides of dicks.
If you want to see cum, you obviously got to move to Alabama.
Why is there no puddles of semen pictures?
Yeah.
Why is there none?
Yeah, people don't fucking get off on that. What's going on? That should be available to us.
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com.
Are you requesting cum pictures? Do not send your cum pictures to SideStory. I honestly don't.
Don't because it's not. If it was just me reading,
people,
it'd be different.
People look at that.
Yeah. If it was just me reading.
Do not send pictures of Henry.
I just don't understand. I'm really upset in a way.
DM it to Henry's Instagram.
No, please.
Dr. Fantasy.
Don't.
That's where you send your cum pictures. Yes.
I just can't believe how many search terms I just did and not a single one came up.
Yeah.
Don't Google that.
Google ever. AI is breaking the internet.
Don't Google it.
Yeah. Nothing happens. Don't Google it because you will hurt your computer.
Don't Google it because you don't get
the right response.
You know what I'm angry about this? Back in the day, if I wanted to see a picture of piles of cum, like honestly, there'd be like three dudes I could just call.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy to just think that I could go on. This is a fucking terabytes
dead.
Of information. Yes.
They've passed on.
Yes. But terabytes of information are available at my fingertips and I can't see a single picture of cum.
Man.
Wow.
What a sad world.
Just video.
Well, you know where you can see a pile of cum? At a laundromat
in Waukesha. Greatest segue of your career so far, Eddie. I just wanted, let's just do this story real quick. Because this story is just, like, you know, I'm horny, but this is another level. This is the horniest woman I've ever seen.
This guy is just, you know, I love, so few times is someone just smiling in their mugshot.
He really just does it, understand.
Like, I got caught.
Yeah, sorry. So Waukesha man and woman reportedly had sex in the lobby of a county jail they were on video, but still reportedly had sex in the lobby of a county jail last May, mm-hmm. have been charged after they allegedly repeated the conduct at a Waukesha laundromat on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
So now,
it's already bad enough you got to do laundry on Christmas Eve.
And what I love about this, you know what though, I actually kind of find it relaxing. As a Satanist, I'm not super religious, but I love Christmas Eve as a celebratory night, save it for the morning. You can do it on the 26th, too. So what I love is just the difference. So it's Desmond Cleveland, 29 years old, who was charged Monday in Waukesha County Circuit Court with a count of disorderly conduct with a penalty enhancer for repeat criminality, right? But then his paramour, the lovely Karen Hill, 67, of Waukesha, has been charged with disorderly conduct as well. Now, apparently what they said was they were at the...
And two counts of bail jumping.
I'm sorry, you're right, Eddie.
Yeah.
And I also think it's hilarious that it was Flash Laundromat. On East Broadway in Waukesha, they reported to police December 24th that night. That's also sad, too. It was Christmas Eve night.
Yeah.
They said that they could see Cleveland and Hill lying under a blanket on the floor of the laundromat. They were engaging in movements that seemed akin to sexual intercourse. And they said somebody entered the laundromat, who's even sadder than them, because at least they were getting laid.
Yeah.
They entered the laundromat. They saw the people. They just saw bare ankles. Just bare ankles.
I think I'd still do my laundry.
Oh, yeah. It's Christmas. If I'm doing my laundry on Christmas Eve, a lot of shit's also kind of gone wrong in a way. You know? Yeah. So it's just like, whatever, dude.
If people are fucking at the laundromat, I don't think I care enough to report it.
Oh, I would just, because we're from New York.
Yeah.
So I'm just eyes forward.
At least they're like fucking in a place that's filled with soap.
Well, the problem was the guy, they I'm saying it's nice. But the guy, the owner of the laundromat comes in, he has to stop, other customers are coming in, he has to go like stop it all. They all say, but what I loved was Desmond Cleveland's excuse, which is, hey, sex happens.
That's right.
And so sex
He's
happens.
Feeling it.
Not only is sex happens, it happened in the lobby of a fucking county jail, which
to me,
is
that's
true.
The bigger story.
This is crazy to me.
Why are we talking about a laundromat when they got caught fucking in the lobby of a jail?
He just said things were getting flirtatious. He said in the laundromat things were super flirtatious. They weren't fully full penetrated yet. And instead, apparently he went to go pick up his girlfriend, Karen Hill. Emphasis on the girl there, 67 years young. They went there and they went and got picked her up from the jail because she was kicked out of her group home, and they said as they were waiting for to go when they were going to go to public transportation after being kicked out of the group
home. Fucking on a bus, I'm less accepting of that.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too. But just the idea of like you could get horny, lubed up enough, naked under a blanket at the county jail, waiting for the bus. It's one of the just wildest. I've never seen that kind of passion before in my life.
Yeah.
That's passion.
I've never felt it.
No.
No.
What's that like to feel that?
Just like look at a jail and be like, we should fuck right here?
Just the idea of like, all right. You'd be like, okay.
I'm just surprised these people have cars.
No,
they don't have cars.
No cars here, buddy.
Yeah.
These people are free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
they were fucking under jackets at the jail.
That's nice.
But now they're going to end up in jail.
Yeah.
Back inside because they were fucking at the jail.
These people are just, and that smile on his face.
He's loving it. You know what's interesting to me? She's looking at 21 months.
Yeah.
And then he's looking at what, 2 years?
Oh, yeah.
Both more than the guy selling body parts.
Yep.
That is crazy to me.
I just watched the fucking...
What is going on with these punishments of people?
Dude, I just watched the thing.
This is public fucking. Who cares?
There was a woman blew through a... She had a DUI. Like, it's kind of crazy how the law works. It's really fucking crazy because there's just certain things that they get you more on. And public decency rules are like, they're made from old-timey ideas, right? Like all this stuff is made
this
from old-timey ideas.
Sold fetuses.
Couldn't care less. We just don't have the proper laws for it, really.
Yeah, that's true.
That's really what it is. It's just more like it's such a...
Thanks, Biden.
It's a unique crime. Let me be clear. I need them fetuses. I knew a man named fetus. We spell with a PH. One of my funny guy. Let's be clear, Jack. Now, that's my only thing I can do. I blame Biden. Just across the board, I blame Biden. But yeah, I just don't think we have these rules. I think the crimes are unique in that fact.
Yeah.
And that it's difficult to then also, because it's just hard to pin down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So these people are going to spend more time in jail than the guy selling body parts.
You know, again, one
sad was, state of affairs.
I will say one was a job creator and the other one was just too romantic. I say, if you want to have sex in a laundromat, move to Italy.
Amen.
That's where that fucking behavior is allowed. Amsterdam, Netherlands, you can have sex with a fucking tortoise in the Netherlands. All right? You can do anything you want in Europe. All right? So before you come over here, bring your gross-ass European ideals, you get on a fucking ferry and you go back to the fucking fatherland, right? If you want a fucking public. This is not what you do in America. We kill people here.
Yeah, we kill people right.
We kill people. We don't fuck them.
Oh, yeah.
Right, let's get to some letters.
Well, before we go, I just wanted to mention that if you're in Missouri and you see a buck going around with a collar and the word pet written on the side of it.
Now you're talking about the animal, right?
The animal
not the
buck.
Not the man that has to make love to a woman in a cuck video.
Yeah, yeah, no, not that. Not that. But yeah, apparently, real quick, a man discovered a deer while he was out hunting, and he had the word "pet" painted on the side of it, and it had a collar on. And people are they say that that's not good. It's a wild animal, and it cannot be a pet. So please do not make your deer's pet.
It's just not going
to
work.
I do like that this guy was trying to save
one
this deer's life.
He tried.
Yes.
But the thing is that it doesn't work like that.
No.
Do you remember when we had the thing with the super friendly robot that was going to make it across America and make friends and shit, and then it went to Philly and got fucking beat to death?
Yes. It made it across Canada and then down and then made it as far as Philly and got beat to death.
That's what would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't just say... You can't just tell people it's nice because people will fuck with it.
Yeah. So don't do that. If you want to see the picture, it is kind of funny. But yeah. No,
yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right, here we go. You little people who I love. It's a listener email.
All right, what do we got?
It's a listener email. It's the Ultimate Family. Hello, I'm Bob Dylan. Oh, yes. Ooh, yes. Do you think he talks like that forever, like Austin Butler? Hi, mama.
Oh, Timothy Chalamet?
You think Timothy Chalamet
was going to do it? Oh, he got real into the Dylan thing.
You know that, I know.
I got to say, surprisingly good.
Yeah, people like it.
As someone who loves Dylan, that was movie was surprisingly
does
good.
Does he talk like that? He's going, hey, dude.
The whole movie, yeah. And hey, you know what Dylan talked like that?
Hey, dude. It's a movie, he'd shave a pubic hair. Me too. I think he does look good in it. He does look good in it. All right, here we go. My mom just found an article from 1875 about my great-great-great-grandfather, M.F. Brandstetter. He died in Ferndale, a small rural town in Northern California, where the wildfires are just outside of right now, which is interesting.
Oh, interesting.
The murderer, John Henley, went to San Quentin for life. This article was published about it, and if it wasn't the craziest description ever, I might be seriously disturbed by it. Hope you enjoy it. Now, this is an article about her great-great-great-grandfather's death.
Okay.
A cutting affray occurred in this usually quiet town today that makes the blood run cold to think of it, let alone anyone uttering it, and sprung from the same source that so many men have suffered death from, and many a family been disgraced and poverty brought to the door, a game of cards. It occurred in a saloon, and the participants were M.F. Brandstetter and John Henley. They were playing a game of cards for the whiskey when a slight misunderstanding took place, followed by words and then blows, and closing with Henley drawing a knife and literally cutting Brandstetter to pieces. Brandstetter received one cut on his left arm, extending from the shoulder to the hand, laying bare the bone the entire length, the flesh gaping open 4 inches in some places. He received another cut across the stomach, the bowels being cut in a number of places, and a third cut in his back, and as yet it has not been ascertained how deep or the extent. The doctors are all in attendance upon the man now, but is expected that he will die. The cut in his arm is the worst looking cut imaginable, his arm being nearly split in two. The whole thing is a terrible affair, and has caused great excitement here.
That is wild. A cut from the shoulder to the hand.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking really steady.
How do you even, like, get the guy to stand still long enough for you to do that?
It's a razor.
That is a sharp-ass knife.
He also, you never know.
It seems exaggerated, right?
It does. But hey, what am I gonna, I'm not gonna fucking call shite upon the past.
Yeah.
What do I know?
Well, I'm sorry your great-great-great-great-grandfather died like that.
I am happy that he did. Because I got the letter. So thank you. My dad is a now-retired fire captain, formerly firefighter, paramedic for L.A. County Fire. Yeah, buddy!
Topical!
Yep. Well, he's told me innumerable crazy stories from his time working as a firefighter, from having a Molotov cocktail thrown at the fire engine windshield and being shot at during the L.A. riots, to delivering babies in strange places, including for a migrant worker in a field who had to work up until she literally gave birth. My favorite story is probably Dildo Guy.
Okay.
When my dad was still a firefighter, he arrived at the station one morning, parked, and started to head to the door when something strange caught his eye in the truck bed next to his. It was dozens of dildos.
Okay.
He was taken aback, for obvious reasons. He just stared, and he blinked a couple times, and he shook his head like it was a cartoon. He headed inside and asked the guy whose truck it was what the deal was. He responded that he was in Studio City the day before. He saw someone throwing out all these dildos after a porn shoot, and he thought it was a big waste. He fished them out of the dumpster. His plan, he said, was to wash them and resell them on eBay for a nice profit. Needless to say, the rest of the guys in duty mercilessly roasted him while the guy got more and more defensive. As far as I know, he went through with his plan. That guy has been known as the dildo guy in certain circles ever since. Just never buy it used. Always buy it in the box.
Yes.
Buy it within the box. It's worth it.
You should go from one box to the next.
It really, really. and I want to say, live every day knowing you never know what's going to happen anyway, right?
Yeah.
We have no clue what's going to happen to us one day to the next. So it doesn't really matter even what happens. Just know you're going to live it for the best and you're going to laugh. Knowing the fact everybody's panicking around you, but you got to know you got to take care of your family, your friends, and your city. All right? And you love your city and you love your family as much as you can. You take care of them and your community, you fucks, by giving to something like the California Community Foundation, which I did give a bunch of money to.
You did?
I did.
I'm still trying to figure out where to put money.
I like this one. You also, one of the things they did say to do is give straight to the LAFD.
Yeah.
They do have a lot. They do need a bunch of shit.
All right, I'll do that today.
I also will say, to discount some of the disinformation out there, there was not a massive budget cut. All that stuff is horseshit.
All
every single
bunch
thing
of
you
lies.
Hear.
Basically, so every crazy. Single. We did not run out of water.
We did not run out of water. You are literally hearing utter horseshit from people that just for some reason dislike California, mostly because
it's cool.
It's nice.
It's very nice here.
Yeah. So people don't like
it. It's a beautiful place, and sometimes disaster happens, and disaster happens where you are too. So.
This is welcome to 2025. Choose which natural disaster you enjoy.
Yep. You're next. Yep. Whoever you are.
Pretty much. But hey, we're staying strong and we fucking love our LA community. And we, you know, whatever y'all need, y'all let us know. We're up out in here, dude. We're going to be doing some form of benefit too, which we have not planned. We are in the midst of beginnings of the plan.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. And whatever it is, we'll let you know what it is when it is so you can help and contribute and watch and laugh along.
Yeah, fuckers.
Otherwise, I love all of you except for people I don't love.
Yep. The people I hate you.
I still hate you.
But everybody else I loved before, I actually love them more.
Yes. That is a good way to look at it.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Go fuck yourself.
Never forgive. Never forgive. Hail Satan.
Hail the LAFD.
Go to patreon.com. /lustpodcast. I'd love to get all our fucking shit. Go to the LP on the left. For all the socials, I have no idea what socials are going to be left soon. Go to Instagram, TikTok, where you can. And then go to lastpodcastandleft.com. Buy tickets for a live show. Because it's good.
Amen, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye!